A blast of white-hot rage roared up in him, a rage accompanied by a raw, unmitigated wave of hatred. He shook his head, as if to shake off the fury that threatened to send him over the edge. "Please," he said, his voice thick, "may I see her now?" They allowed him only a few brief minutes with Liz before insisting that he leave. But Gabe knew he would carry the memory with him the rest of his life. Nothing could have prepared him for the sight of her, lying there as still as death, tubes running everywhere, casts and splints and bandages. So many bandages, especially on her face. He couldn't see much of her face, only her closed eyes and a bit of pale skin around her chin. And for just an instant, he felt a shameful pang of relief. He had seen her face in the headlights of the tow truck, and he would see it again and again, he thought, for years to come. His mind had photographed it in one stark, agonizing second, and the image was now an indelible part of his memory. He would never forget the wave of abject terror that had seized him until something deep inside his soul had cried out the reminder that the face still belonged to Liz, his wife, his lovely, beloved Liz. Now as he crossed the yard and headed for the cabin, Gabe shivered, not so much from the cold as from the impact of all that had happened during this long night. Suddenly he felt exhausted, physically and emotionally depleted. But the night wasn't over. A heavy weight of dread settled over his heart as he considered that, thanks to Teddy Giordano and his cronies, it might never be over.